Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
Studio for the first time.
It's good.
Yeah, you got to be next to the mic.
It's good, baby.
All right.
So, yeah, 6 inches?
I'm going to make out. You know where 6 inches is, babe?
It's not 6 feet in the studio. It's 6 inches.
I'm 6 inches. Pull the tape out. Well, identify that you don't know what 6 inches looks like. What are you telling people? I'm 10?
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? We are back getting into some shenanigans. I've got my boyfriend, Brock, who is my co-host, but also my guest today, checking out the new studio here at Action Park Media for the first time. How dope is this?
Babe, it's cool. I'm happy for you. It's in a good location. I think you're going to do good things in here. I think you're going to work really well with each other. And the world is your oyster now. Moving forward, we've got a lot of cool things planned for you, for everybody, really. A bit more direction.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have some fun topics that we want to talk about, but also we're going to be taking some of your questions that you sent in on Instagram. So I say let's just get into it.
Let's jump in there, babe. What we got first?
Well, first I wanted to talk about quarantine because I just recently have started coming back to LA and I saw my neighbor in Marina for the first time and I realized 3 months. She thought that like Brett lived there now because he's been just keeping an eye on the place. So he's like, I think your neighbors think I live here.
That's funny.
And so I saw her and I was like, hi. I'm like, oh my God, the last time I was here, like we've had like pop in and out like once or twice, but the last time I was really there was St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, the fact that it's been 3 months is a different fish. Like the gym's been closed down. Now I don't want to go back. But
I know. It's like we've so adjusted to this new norm of just like the longest staycation in Palm Springs ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I could not be more happier that I bought the house when I did, because I was planning on April, Stagecoach, Coachella, a party month at the house. I was not planning on a worldwide pandemic.
It's okay.
But it was the most perfect place for us to have stayed the last few months.
I think the pandemic itself, like obviously it's not ideal for sure, but the silver lining on that was what my mom told you. And I told you this a few times and it's brought light to my idea of like the pandemic. And that's,
yeah.
People are finally at home with their families. Kids have their parents around. Animals have their owners.
Penny doesn't know what's up. She's like, why are you here every day?
And like you said, your mom said, like, the cats are now having fun. It's enjoyable, but obviously reality's coming back. I'm back in San Diego. You're not, how are you dealing with that one, babe?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, just to finish what your mom said, there was more to that. It was like, you know, more home-cooked meals and less pollution and all of that.
Yeah, that was, I mean, me and you had a good little trip on that one time. I went on my theory on the fact of how bad we are to this planet Earth. And the reality is that...
Oh, the bioluminescence waves.
Bioluminescence waves, they were sticking around for a while.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's unheard of that they stick around this long. It's like, well, not really. It's just because we have zero pollution, or not zero, but a lot less pollution in the air, in our waters, you know, those microorganisms were just going to die because of how sensitive they are. So my idea is humans do better, okay, learn from this. Hopefully we come out of this and be a bit more aware and we don't fall into the same trap that we had before. But with everything going on right now, I think we are more enlightened than anything else.
Better patterns. Let's do better. You know, we've been saying that it's 2020. I can't believe you didn't get the joke in the card. So I've always said that, like, I feel like in your 30s, you make more money. And, like, you're already obviously a successful gym owner, but I'm a big person with cards and feelings and writing feelings down in cards. He knows this. But I thought it was funny. The only card at the store for a 30th birthday, it was like, you're 30 and you just keep getting better and better. And then it was like, next year, let's try for richer and richer. And I thought it was funny, but you didn't get it or didn't think it was funny.
It wasn't. I was just reading. Oh, come on. Let's rewind and tell everybody what happened 48 hours before that.
Right.
Guys, this wasn't just like an average birthday party. This was a lot of shots, a lot of shots. It wasn't like a party with Tom where he makes these beautiful, outrageous drinks. It was, it's your birthday shot, you know. So thanks to everyone that came out and celebrated with us. But that was a lot of tequila. I was dusty. And then I read the first page. I'm like, thanks for the card.
And then he forgot.
And I forgot what I read on the first page. So all I read was, oh, let's hope you get richer and richer. I was like, okay, cool. I like that. She was like, you didn't get the play on words. But there was a lot of downtime between the reading of the front page and the second page.
A lot, like 2 seconds of downtime.
I couldn't connect the dots.
But, you know, in your 30s, like, I mean, I would hope everyone from their 20s to their 30s is making more money. I would hope in our 40s we make more. You know, you just get more successful with age. But I thought it was a funny card.
Babe, thanks for my card. And lesson learned, guys. What she's trying to hint at is cards and writing things. She likes letters. Uh-huh. And I need to write her some more letters, okay?
So for my birthday, and then I want to get into you being back in San Diego and how I'm feeling about that. But for my birthday, we were still in the pandemic, in quarantine, so couldn't have a big party or do anything like I normally do, as you guys probably know and have followed for the last decade. But I said, I was like, look, I don't expect, like, I mean, things, you know, on Amazon or whatever were taking forever to ship. There's honestly even nothing that I really wanted or needed. I said, all I want for my birthday is just a card. Just, you know, write your feelings down. He's a poet, y'all. Like, literally, you are a poet. Not just when you're drunk, but, like, you're really good with words. And so all I wanted for my birthday was just a card with some handwritten feelings.
Which is fine. If you express that to me like that.
Oh, I did.
Over and over again.
Oh, I did.
Until it's in there. Like I said, babe, I forgot what the first part of the card said to the second part of the card. Know your audience.
Yeah.
Okay. But lesson learned. And I still haven't written her a card, to be honest, but I'm working on it. Okay.
So I even said in the card, I said, as you know, I'm a person who likes cards and feelings, unless you forgot. Again. But so for my birthday, I was like, he's like, I think I know what you want. I listened. And I was like, did
crushed
you?
It. Nailed
I guess,
it.
I guess we'll see. And he's like, yeah, well, I know you really said you wanted a massage. And because the spas aren't open, I'm going to give you an 80-minute massage. And I'm like, I mean, I will take it, obviously. That's not what I said I wanted. I did say, like, oh, I wish I could go get a massage. Like, I really want one.
So he kept saying that repetitively. So that was the underlying tone of the, oh, I wish I could get a massage. There was like a wink in there. And I was like, oh, I've got to. But I didn't.
Well, we set up the, which I'm now not doing anymore, and I just want to remind y'all, with diffusers or humidifiers, if you do have a cat, the scented oils are toxic to cats. Before we knew this, though, we had the humidifiers going. It smelled like lavender in my room. We had spa music. Well, I put in my earbuds and did the spa music. He watched his, like, Viking victory whatever show.
Last Kingdom, I think it was.
Yeah. And so I got my 80-minute massage, and it was incredible. incredible. And he's like, see, I listened. I got you what you wanted. I was like, I mean, it was also something I wanted, but.
I'll come up with it. Next time I'm on here, babe, I'll read you your card, okay?
It's okay.
Deal.
Now it's just a joke because you like didn't get it, but.
No, I got it.
Anyway, so for his birthday this weekend, happy belated birthday here on Shenanigans.
Okay, thank you.
I say we celebrate all month, so let's keep it going.
We don't need to do that. No? We're okay.
Did you have enough this weekend?
It's done. I did it. I'm 30. Moving on. I got to get richer and richer, okay? I got to focus on that. If I keep celebrating, I ain't going forward too
but
much.
But even if you got broker and broker, I'd still love you.
Thanks, honey. I agree with that. I own a gym right now in the pandemic, so let's stick to that category for a little bit.
Well, speaking of the gym, if you are down in San Diego and you're looking for a place to work out, F45 East Hillcrest will be opening back up next Monday, June 22nd. They have other locations, but we're not going to talk about those because the most important one is the one my boyfriend owns in Hillcrest.
Come on to Hillcrest, guys. Come on down there. If you're in San Diego, obviously during this pandemic, it's the studies have shown, like we were on the news the other day, we're talking about that, like reduced immune systems are most risk. Compromised immune systems are obviously when you're in compromise towards COVID, your risk is a lot higher. So break down your immune system, build it up. Okay, working out. If you can't join a gym or if you don't want to go to a gym, you don't need to. Okay, just stay active and build up your immune system. But if you'd love to come to F45, we've done that. We've done our dues and our due diligence. Got brand new floors going in this week and we're taking care of business. So hit me up. You know where to find me in Hillcrest.
Yeah. And you guys are going to be doing like kind of like a new setup. So you'll have like reduced class sizes. Give the pitch to our people, the pitch you've been giving to all your members, getting them back. For all my listeners who are in San Diego, let them know what they can expect when the gym opens back up.
Definitely. So obviously, guys, F45 is functional group training. So instead of taking the functional out of it, we kept it in there. But we just wanted to keep members from moving through the room stationary, okay, just to reduce that kind of contact with everything. So now in the studio, you're going to have your own designated space with your designated equipment, and then our programmers on the TV will digitally change so you can see the next exercise without actually moving to another station because you'll have the designed workout right in front of you there. One-stop shop. Obviously, it's a new era we live in, so if you want to come down, check it out. Awesome. Apart from that, guys, moving on.
I will say, I think I did at least 6 to 10 classes at F45 before I realized what it stood for.
Oh, yeah.
And that it was a 45-minute class. I was just like, oh, it's F40. I had no idea what it stood for. And then I actually looked at the sign one day and I was like, functional. It's 45-minute class. Oh, my gosh.
That big, yeah.
It makes sense.
There you go, honey.
Boom. So this weekend, we were down in San Diego, actually technically in Alpine, for Brock's birthday. We did a big Dirty 30. James and Raquel came. A bunch of your friends came. We had Jamie and Brett there. We went to Viejas Casino and Resort.
Oh, so
huge
good.
Huge thank you to them. They hooked us up with the dopest 3-bedroom suite. We had, full living rooms in each suite, a pool table, our own putting green, walk right out to the pool, full kitchen, refrigerator. I mean, you could actually like live there.
So we rocked up for the birthday. We have the birthday spread, the welcome messages. And we have this massive photo of us.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
They gave us.
I need to post a picture
we'll
of it.
We'll post it up. They gave us a digital photo. And they photoshopped Sheena's face and my face onto the characters of Dirty Dancing where they're holding them up in the air, spinning them around. And that's our go-to. That's how I snuck in my first kiss.
Yep.
Didn't realize she was a fan of the show, so of Dirty Dancing. But definitely found out after that that's our thing now. So
yeah,
we try and make it a habit. But it was pretty cool. VA House took care of us. The food, though, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, so obviously everyone's starting to reopen with social distancing and that. This was a great way to get people together, but it kept us in our own space as well. Obviously, they were all adjoining rooms. But when we went to dinner, there was a group of 11 of us. And
12.
And they socially distanced us between tables of 6. That's just the rules. Which, by the way, I found out that in California now, you can have gatherings of 12 and protests of up to 100. So
yeah,
we'll just be having some protests in my backyard against cheap alcohol maybe sometime soon.
So we get to dinner the first night at the Grove Steakhouse, and we have the private room, and there's two tables very far apart with six people each. And we're like, can we push them together? But they're like, no, literally like six person maximum per table. But one of my friends, who is exactly 6 foot, literally laid down on the floor, and he's like, you're further. But we're like, first of all, get off the floor.
But like, we realized what he was doing as he was doing it. And I think he even knew by the time he was heading down to the floor that this was a bad idea. But then he proceeded to lie down on the floor.
We were able to move the tables about 4 feet closer.
It's all right.
So it was fun, though. The food was incredible. We had seafood towers and oysters and caviar and filet mignon and salmon and sea bass.
I don't know if it was because we've been at home with my home cooking.
Your home cooking is so good. So don't knock your cooking.
Well, definitely. I mean, they did well. They took care of everybody and the service was on point. And actually, last time we went there, Chef Larry, shout out to the man, fan of the show, Sheena, and he got a photo of his daughter there. Good work, mate. He came in, we ran into him again. He said, g'day, and took care of us. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for that.
Incredible. We had a really good dinner and it was fun to be able to just get dressed up for the first time in a long time. I didn't even remember how to put eyelashes on. I think the only time I've done that was for the reunion.
He looked good.
Thanks, honey.
So we got her out of the crop top for a hot second. She actually borrowed one of Raquel's dresses.
Because in Palm Springs, I don't have any dressy outfits. I've got sweats, I've got workout clothes, and I've got sweats.
Yeah. So she looked good. You looked good, baby.
Thank you.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah. I did my red lip, which I never do. I wanted to, you know, look a little extra sexy for you this weekend.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so now he is pretty much back in San Diego full time, just here on the weekends because the gym is opening back up. And it's going to be an adjustment because I'm not back to work right now. Not everything is open out here yet. Things are starting to open back up, like some bars and restaurants in Venice, Marina Del Rey are open now.
We don't know anything about filming, right?
But we don't know anything. So just to update you guys on season 9, there is no update.
And that's the update.
That's the update. So for now, I'm like, I mean, the restaurants are still closed. And honestly, I mean, even when we heard they might be slowly opening back up, like as soon as next week. But even if they do, I'm not ready to go and just willingly put myself around people on a regular basis. I need to like slowly ease into the world again because, as we know, I discussed, I had a panic attack in Arizona. And even being at the pool this weekend in San Diego, people coming up asking for photos, and it's like, I'm not going to be like, stay 6 feet away from me in the photo. I'm not going to wear a mask in a photo. I don't want to be a bitch. But also, I did feel good at Viejas because they were temperature checking before you went into the casino, before you went into the hallway of the hotel room, before you went to the pool. Mm-hmm. They were checking you and checking you. Not that that's the only indicator if you have COVID, but it did feel good knowing that they were so on top of it and were checking people. But I'm like, I'm not ready to go fully back into WeHo life just yet. So now I'm still out in Palm Springs. He's working his ass off down in San Diego. And I'm like, so what do I do?
You got all this time. I'll tell you what she does. She'll check on me every hour.
No, I don't.
Nah,
no, I do not. Don't even.
I don't want to put that out there.
Yeah, because I do not do that. You check on me more than I check on you. Let's be real.
We could look at the calls. It's 100% me calling her more. But hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
All right, cool. All right, bye.
An hour later. Hey, babe, what are you doing? I'm like, still watching 13 Reasons Why, honey. There are 10 episodes this season.
Definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of, if y'all didn't know, Netflix, 13 Reasons Why, their final season is on right now. I think I'm on episode 5. It's just as good as always. It's getting a little far-fetched this season, Clay's visions and whatnot, but it's a good binge. We binged Ozark. We did all 3 seasons. in quarantine. That was so good. But now I'm so sad that season four isn't here yet because, like, I need my Ruth.
Well,
I want to be friends with her. I want to get her on the podcast.
Ruth, we'll get her on the podcast.
Ruth, if you're listening, if anyone knows Ruth from Ozark, she is such a good actress. Oh my God, yeah. That girl is so good.
She did great with that one.
So good.
So we finished Netflix, we moved on to Hulu, and then we started to binge Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finish Netflix.
Finish Netflix. Thanks for that, COVID 2020.
Yeah.
Actually, what other shows? Oh, Below what? Deck.
Oh, yes. He has now a new obsession. So I know we've talked a little on the podcast before about how Brock never watched reality TV before he met me. And then I got him into Real Housewives of New Jersey. That was your go-to. You're like, oh, my Teresa. And I'm like, oh, your Teresa. Okay.
Yeah.
But we got him into that. And then I was like, well, you know, even though Lisa isn't on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills anymore, I've stanned that show for the last 9 years. I'm still going to watch it. And now you've gotten, after stealing Denise Richards' bag on accident.
I didn't even know it was Denise Richards until after the fact. I wish I knew, like, when she was in front of me.
That's the chick from Wild Things.
I was like, that's Starship Troopers. I remember her.
Yeah. So now we've gotten him into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is on hiatus. I don't understand why. Bravo. We need answers. But other than that, I put on, we're really good friends. I've known Hannah from Below Deck Med for probably 6 years now, or however long that show's been on, at least 5 years. And when we were in Australia, she came out with us. So Brock got to meet her, and she is just such a spitfire, so much fun. And the other day there was like a season one or two Below Deck Med marathon, and I know the new season just started. So I put on the old one, and Brock's like, wait, what are you watching in there? What is that? And then I was like, oh, it's Hannah, it's our friend. And he's like, oh shit, didn't realize, like, I don't think you knew what show she was on when you met her or anything. You just knew we knew each other through Bravo. So he gets in a binge of like an old season, but then we're going to dinner with my mom and my Aunt Shirley. And so we get back and he's like, whoa, wait, I need to know if the kid who was hooking up with the guest got fired. And I was like, that was like so like four seasons ago.
Turns out he got fired.
He did get fired. But then the new episode aired. So then we started this current season. I think it's season five. We watched the first two episodes. So now you're hooked on Below Deck.
I just like the concept of Below Deck because you've got a different... Okay, first off, this is why production's good at production. Like, they finish halfway through a cruise, so they have the drama. Then they start a new one, so they don't just stop and start.
Yeah,
so,
and then you're on a cliffhanger. You see what's going to happen on the rest of the charter.
They're bloody good at these colors and everything. They're good at it, you know?
Yeah.
Then the best part about it is it's like watching a full season of your guys' show or like a normal show because like things come and go in a period of season. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is a period of a ship, like a period of like a what do they call that thing when they go?
A charter?
Bang on, a charter. Yeah. And that's it. So it's, I mean, I'm enjoying it, but I mean, that's going to be a lot. I'm not going to have that much TV left, to be fair, once we get back to the studio and working. So I enjoy it. We binge on it. We've got a few other shows on there, but they are on hiatus, so we'll see.
Yeah, I heard they're coming back in July, and I don't know if that's because maybe, you know, obviously we're not filming right now, that's no secret. I don't know if other shows, if they're normally used to having more programming coming back soon, so they're trying to, like, put a little pause.
I think I read somewhere today that it was just more, it wasn't the fact of pause, it was just more of the, like, censorship. They just wanted to make sure they weren't insensitive dealing with what...
Okay, that makes
dealing
sense.
With in the public now, they didn't want to take away from that. I think that was the big part.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious, and I hadn't looked into it too much. I was just like, oh, bummer, my show's not on. So that makes sense.
There we go.
Got it. Hopefully, you know, we can get up into production soon when it's safe. I know the Hollywood Reporter released that this past weekend, film and TV productions could go back to filming. However, that's kind of more, I think, for closed sets.
Yeah.
Whereas our show is the opposite of a closed set. We are filming out in the open every scene, whether it's in the restaurant, it's still like there's nothing closed set other than normally the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep you guys posted. I'm sure some of you may find out before I find out. Yes. I feel like I'm always the last to know.
I think that will be for sure. Like, we don't know anything about it, and then people will know before us. It gets put out there. So
yeah,
hopefully soon it comes. But when it comes, we'll be ready for it. But what about the reunion, babe?
Yeah,
that turned out to be good. I'm not gonna lie. I made 3 appearances in my first reunion.
I know, every reunion episode, I'll tell you what, you're somehow in.
Those cheapskates, they really got their money out of me.
Well, you didn't get paid, honey.
I know. That's why I called him Cheapskate. No, I'm joking. You guys are good.
Yeah. So we did that from home. I think next week, so we've obviously been vlogging a ton every week, you know, in quarantine. We've been doing a lot of YouTube. I also want to get into the vlog we did this weekend because I want to talk about your birthday video. But before that, we have, I think I'm going to release it next week now that the reunion has aired, because I didn't want to post any spoilers and I don't really think there are any, but in my vlog that we're going to post next week after Brock's birthday vlog, which is this week, if you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. We're going to do a working from home vlog where it's going to show I did a co-host on the morning show in Toronto. We did Watch What Happens Live from home. We did a fun live. Remember the live thing we did with Summer House?
Yeah.
We did that.
The drinking game. Oh, no, the drinking. It was like a quiz game or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was the Bravo like trivia.
It wasn't good. I'll tell you that right now. It was it was just a whole bunch of loud, obnoxious people talking to each other.
Yeah.
with a trumpet involved.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Toms.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever someone talked, they would take over the screen.
Yeah.
So it was chaotic.
But then we also did the reunion from home.
I thought the reunion was going to be like that, but it turned out to be one of the better ones yet, you know?
I think it was really good. I think for, what do we have, 20 people, I think, including Andy, for the reunion, to have that many people in one room, I don't think it would have worked very well this season. I think Danica, Charlie, maybe, although Max, Brett, and Dana are considered primaries, I feel like the storylines weren't as big there. So, like, they might not have been there for the whole thing. They might have just popped in for a segment. So, to be able to have all 20 of us on screen at the same time to chime in whenever about whatever.
Definitely.
I think it worked out perfectly. Brock literally built the set from our dining room. He moved the dining room basically into the den in, I would say, about 6.5 minutes.
Got it done. That's what happened.
Yes. But we were able to build that set and whatnot. It looked so good. And yeah, shoot a television show from home on our own. It was crazy.
Well done to everybody involved in that for you guys. That, like, it got better as they got on with the, as we could see.
Yeah.
But that was good. I think it was pretty cool to watch. My mom enjoyed it. She loved that little cameo at the end of the, was that in two?
So in the first part, it showed photos of us.
Yeah.
Second part was our TikToks. And then third part is when you come in at the end.
Yeah. Is that, when does that one come out then?
Tonight. Yeah. Today is Tuesday. We're recording. And yeah, that'll be out tonight. I forgot. So I remember when I met your mom when we were in Australia in October, November. And I was like, oh, you know, when I already know what I filmed. I know what I said. His sister was a fan of the show. And so I knew they're going to be obviously tuning in this season. I'm like, okay, just remember, I was very, very single then. I was in a very bad place in my life. I was depressed. I said a lot of dumb shit. And I was like, but I'll give you a heads up every week, like what to fast forward through, what to look out for. And I've forgotten to do that for the last 24 weeks. And then every week when I watch, I was like, oh my God. I forgot to like say like, maybe don't watch the first 7 minutes of part 2. But
oh yeah,
mom already saw.
Yeah, mom
saw.
So
I apologize. But you know what? It was entertaining. We'll just say that. Anyways, back to your birthday. So your birthday video, we did, his sister and I were being very sneaky over the last couple weeks, and we both did birthday videos for him. So hers was so incredible. It was literally from like the day he was born up until like a few months ago, just all of the memories that they had. They share a birthday, 2 years apart, but share a birthday. So all of the birthdays they had together, just all of these photos, you with the kids, like family trips and all this. It was incredible. definitely, we both shed quite a bit of tears.
I was like, I was sobbing. It was not okay. We didn't even start.
You guys can
it.
See that in my vlog.
I didn't even start it. It was just good memories, happy memories. Yeah. And like for me, it's a big family thing because I was actually raised as a Mormon based around family values and that. And what I took from that was the fact that I had a good family. I do have a great family.
Yeah.
And then extension of my family are my friends. And I always joke to Sheena that I've got like, you know, I don't do friends. And to be honest, I am a bad friend. And I realized this after watching these videos. And I'm like, you know what? At least I'm learning.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, but
yeah. You have 250 unread texts from yesterday, sweetie.
Yes.
But he has no friends, people. No friends.
248.
So
now.
His sister did this really sweet video of like, you know, back home and their life growing up. And he thought that was it. That was the birthday was done. But I had another surprise for him. So yesterday morning when we woke up on his birthday, I was like, oh, you thought that was your only video you were getting? No, no, no. And I had put one together with his sister's help of all of your family and friends, because you do have them, from back home, just wishing him a happy birthday. Ended it with my video. And in my video, I like started off, we're going to post this on my YouTube as well. So you guys will get to see it this week. But I said, at the end or at the beginning of it, I was like, I felt like I was doing a cameo for you. I'm like, hey, Brock, so yeah. Happy birthday. And it felt weird that I was doing a cameo. But then as I'm talking, then I'm getting emotional. And in the video, I was like, you better be crying. And then I look up and he was. And I was joking, but I was not joking at the same time.
It was for me, acts of service. Is that my love language?
Yes.
Yeah, I like acts of service. I think that's me. Yours is definitely words of affirmation.
And clearly gift giving.
No, you're not a gift. You don't want to receive
gift.
You
gift giving.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Said.
Yeah. Well, you can text me about that later on.
Yes, but words of affirmation is my love language.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Remember that.
That one. And then what was it? It was like physical touch. And I forget what the other ones are, but words of affirmation was my number one when I did the quiz. So we did that yesterday, and that was another nice surprise that I don't think you were expecting, because also it's like, I mean, we're very fortunate. We don't really need a lot right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and you know me, the gift giver, I'm like, well, what do I get the guy that doesn't need anything? Like, what can I do for him? And so...
You nailed it.
Yeah.
I hope everyone gets to enjoy... I didn't even think I had that many photos of me growing up, to be fair.
I know, there were so many.
I was like, excuse me, where are these coming from? But yeah. Thanks to my sister, that was cool. Made me shed a tear, reminded me of what I was doing and who I'm doing these things for. So that was good. It was a good little Kickstarter.
Yeah. Overall, it was a very good weekend.
Nailed it.
We are going to be doing some more fun videos, which I want you guys to write in. If you want to text me on my community app, it is 310-299-9324. Let us know what you want to hear or see more of on the podcast, in our vlogs. We are still figuring out what's going on with the paintings. We just ordered so much paint and all these canvases, and it comes in the week you have to move back to San Diego.
So I think we'll just have to do a binge weekend. I'll come out there. Yeah. I'll build some canvases up, and we'll get it going, and we'll just get them out. I think we'll do some like a gifting. So if you guys are off following us when we do that, we don't want to do it too close. We just did a painting vlog, but we will do another painting vlog where it will be like a tag, share, like kind of thing or something like that.
Yeah, because I
want
to donate some.
Ring the bell, subscribe, donate for sure.
Definitely. So we have that coming up. More fun YouTube videos. Also, your workout bands, which if y'all follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me post this weekend. I think, honey, I know we said this weekend only, but I feel like we should just keep the sale going for people who maybe weren't on social media this weekend. You know, a lot of people with everything going on in the world with all the Black Lives Matter movement and everything. I think a lot of people have taken a step back from social media, but are still listening to podcasts, watching vlogs. So for those of you who didn't see my Instagram, tell them where they can find your bands and use code Sheena30.
Yep. They were 30% off. So obviously when we went into the pandemic, between myself and Sheena, we went ahead and we started bodiesbybrock.com. We did that just
bodies
body
or body
body by Brock.
Yeah.
Body.
Singular.
Yes. Your body.
Yeah.
We did that to help everybody. We wanted to give people access to some kind of resistance training because hopefully when we do some photos coming out of Sheena, you can check it out. Like, health is a part of working out, and it's a good to keep routines and keep that going. So we're building those habits up, but from that, we created the band brand. So we just wanted to bring some bands together as affordable as possible and go ahead and get them to everybody. Now, obviously, through the pandemic, we shipped out about 2,900 bands so far.
Oh, wow.
From that 2,900, we had like 173 go walkabout or missed up. So I apologize. We've made it up. But if you still want to get some bands, we have the last stock left in San Diego, actually. So we're going to be shipping them out
this week.
We'll ship out on Wednesday and then shipping out on Sunday. And we're just going to burn through those last bits. So Sheena 30, you can chuck that in, get 30% off. And hopefully you enjoy it and stay moving, stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because, guys, I said it before, if you keep care of yourself, you break your immune system down by rebuilding it, by working out, you're going to help yourself out a lot. And hopefully we can get through this pandemic together.
Yeah, so bodybybrock.com, code Sheena30 for 30% off. We were only doing it this weekend. It's just like a little special for Brock's birthday. But I think, like I said, we should keep it going. So we're going to keep it going.
Go for it, honey.
Yes. Also, coming up, we have a new, well, not we, you have a new business venture that you want to get into.
Yes.
Called
Brock Bottoms.
Now,
it was inspired by you.
What do we think? Do we think those are Speedos? Do we think those are shoes?
Yeah, I think it's very on brand to be either one of the two.
I think so, too. Everyone's like, oh, you're coming out with the Speedo line. He's like, no, actually, they're shoes, and it's like Brock Bottoms, like the bottom of the shoes.
It's like so, red bottoms, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But the Brock Bottoms.
But tell everyone where it came from.
So we brought the boots. Sheena and I were in Bali. We were a big country boot thing. So I made some boots, and then I bought Sheena. We put Sheena on the bottom of them just for like a little fun gift and then branded her name on the bottom of the shoe. So
the picture you sent the guy?
Yeah, so that, I was like, hey, this is my idea. And I was like Andy from Toy Story. So I screenshotted a photo of Andy's boot where it had horrible Andy wrote on it. I was like, this is what we want, but just not really like that, like in squirrel riding. So we figured it out. And then that was when I came back from Bali, and I had those Snow Leopard boots that were a hit in New York.
Yes,
we went back after BravoCon and stayed in the same hotel, and the doorman was like, "Yo, you're the Snow Leopard
yes.
boot man." And I was like, "Okay, I'll take that." And that's where the side projects come for the shoes. I enjoy wearing nice clothing and that for a big man. I want to try and look good. I mean, I'm not saying I dress up sharp, but I do my best.
You always look good, honey.
If someone wants to give me some help on that, I'll take it. But Brock Bottoms was. It's going to be the new boots coming out. I look forward to bringing them out. So
yeah, so
we've got a little adventures going on, honey.
And I think we could also expand that into a Speedo line because I think Brock Bottoms, I would think bottom like booty more than like red bottom
shoes.
Was
that after my birthday cake photo or what?
Oh, yeah. If you haven't, check it out. New post. Brock is not a very big poster. I think that was your 44th post ever on
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I have like 1,400 posts. You have 44.
Keep it low, you know. Give them quality, you
yeah.
know, quantity.
But I saw a comment. Someone's like, why aren't you like praising Sheena on your Instagram? Or I forget what the word was that they said. And it's like,
I think it's just like acknowledging Sheena.
Acknowledging. That's what it was. But it was like, you've posted a photo. I have only posted one photo of you because we're not trying to shove our relationship down y'all's throats. If you want to see our relationship, go watch our YouTube videos. That's where you're going to see everything Brock and Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
But on Instagram, I'm like, at first, it took us, I think 7 months to post anything.
Well, that was just because, like, it just came with some like negative feedback. And let's be real, it's not like I'm not blind to the show. I know what's happened on the show, obviously. I've been informed of it and I see it. But at the same time, it's like none of us have cameras following us around the whole time. So it was very easy for me to forgive and forget on that part because she's with me now moving forward. But there was a few things like that got upset with me. It was like people would be like, would judge our relationship as if I was trying to take fame or get glory
like
from
thirsty
it.
And
be thirsty.
Stupid.
So that was one of them. And then another one was
like,
just
fine,
like,
then we won't post anything.
Exactly. It's like another one was like, oh, well, excuse me. Like, well, what do you think? Like, they were just trying to like throw rocks or something like that. So we just straight up was like, well, sweet, here, I'm not another Rob. I'm not another, I mean, let's be real, guys. She didn't really set the bar too high.
It was real low.
So, but just to stay clear on that, I wanted to make sure that she understood where I was coming from. And that was why it was ours. It was ours. It was good.
Yeah.
And now it is your guys. Like, now we are out there. We are on the platforms a little bit more. And obviously, I will post more for you guys, okay?
I mean, we have so many gems. Literally, over the last 9 months we've been together, we have a lot
more,
of good
ones. We got more coming, babe.
Definitely. So I want to get into some of your guys' questions. One of them that has been coming up a lot was about our current living situation.
Yep.
A lot of people are wondering when we're moving in together and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, we're not. Well,
we kind of have just moved in with
each
other.
I mean, we did for quarantine.
Yep.
But now, you know, you're back. Your business is in San Diego. My business is in LA. Our, you know, little escape is in Palm Springs. Yep. But for now, it's working.
That's it. I'll be in San Diego. She's up here. Let's be real, guys. I'm not the biggest fan of the LA traffic, so I think it works very well. And we'll figure it out, babe, as we keep growing. You guys will go along with that trip with us, obviously.
Yes.
And when the time is right, when we think we need to make a decision, we can make those decisions. But these aren't decisions that need to be made right now. So, you know, prioritize some of those. I'm happy in our situation. And obviously, when I'm not with her, I spend half the time just trying to call her to see what she's doing. But, you know, I'll grow up and I'll be fine.
All right. At Jess Vasquez XOXO wants to know what's our favorite movie to watch together. I just showed him A League of Their Own for the first time, which he had never seen.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I think it's Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocket Man.
We've definitely watched that one numerous times.
Before each other and with each other. That was the thing.
Yep. Jubu.baby wants to know, where did we meet? And for that, I will tell you to go and watch our Meet My Boyfriend vlog on YouTube, where we go into all of the details of the first night we met and up until that day that we shot the vlog. That was like 2 months ago. So it was just a short answer at an after party in San Diego, but much more details if you want to reference the Meet My Boyfriend vlog.
Definitely go on there.
What's next, honey?
Question, who is your role model? I'll ask you that first.
I would say my mom, definitely, because that woman has a heart of gold and raised me to be the woman I am today. I would be completely lost without her. And I just think, you know, having me at 19, and I didn't grow up with a lot of money, but I never felt like I was missing anything in life. I think she gave me the best life possible, so many fun memories as a kid. And I just hope one day when I become a mom that I am as good of a mom as she is. And I look up to her very much.
I think both our role models are our moms.
Yeah.
I've talked about it a few times. You'll see my reactions on our vlogs with my mom.
Yeah, our moms are the best.
I think moms save the world sometimes, you know? They do it all, and especially ours, we were very, very lucky.
Very lucky. I saw another one that came in. I don't know who said it, but it said, have you ever been starstruck? And I do think when we were at BravoCon and you met Teresa, you were a little starstruck.
Yeah, I didn't understand what was going on. I was like, wait, she's on TV.
Wait, she's in the same room.
Yeah, I did say that to you. Oh, there's some good ones in here, but one that came through here that I will talk on. You can look at the next question was, do I have kids? And I do. I have two little beautiful kids. I have my little boy and my little girl. And they live back in Australia with their mum. We touched subjects on it. The best part is now we actually just started regaining that communication with the kid's mum, and we'll build that relationship up. But I have amazing two kids, and they have an amazing mother that is, and their stepdad that's raised them to be an absolute little legend. So,
and people always ask if I've met them, and the answer is not yet, because I was in Australia. We had been dating a month when I was out there. So definitely way too soon to meet someone's kids, but you know, coming up.
We're going to start that one.
Yeah, we can't travel right now. So as soon as we can get out there, probably early next year, I would hope.
That was one of the questions. Are we traveling?
Where would we go? What country do you want to go to first?
Australia.
100%.
Yep.
I can't wait to go back.
We're coming home.
Yes. Marissa.Allen, what is your favorite thing about one another? Ooh.
Sorry, I just vomited in my mouth. What are we going to talk about here? I mean, it's, I could say the gift given, but I only got earbuds. I didn't really get anything else.
Oh, shut up.
No, I think for me, it's just her. I've already said this before. Yeah.
I know, but this is a different podcast. Maybe people who watched the vlog or listened to the other one didn't hear it. So now you just got to, you know, tell everyone again. What's your favorite thing about me, honey?
She's a good person, guys. You only see one side of her, but there's multiple sides, and majority of them are. She's a good, kind-hearted person. Anyway.
And for me, I mean, you make me feel just loved every single day, which it's sad that I feel like I'm like, wow, I've like never been this happy or felt this loved. And it's sad to think that I had never felt this before, but it makes it that much better. And I appreciate it that much more.
Next question.
Because, it's a good feeling. And like I told you in your video and in the card, you brought my spark back. And it was funny. There was something I got tagged in on Instagram of me and Stassi from season 2. And I was like, my first article's up today because we both used to write fashion and beauty for The Divine Addict, which Pandora, it was like her beauty blog fashion back in the day. And I'm like telling her, I'm like, oh, my latest article just got posted. She's like, oh, I'll be sure to go and write mean comments under it. And I'm like, perfect. And she's like, well, people always write mean comments under mine. I'm like, yeah, that's because nobody likes you. She's like, I know, it's really unfortunate. And he's like, where's that Sheena? Like,
yeah, you had balls back then, baby.
I did, but you know, I felt like I kind of just got so passive and I just lost that spark and just became too nice when I didn't even need to be nice because people weren't always nice to me.
What's how do you look so good? It's a question.
Well, I'm dating you, so
you body's Bob Brock.
Yeah. All right, last question. At K squared 1414 wants to know, what is your favorite place to go in Palm Springs or the Palm Desert area? And I love Las Cazuelas. That is like my go-to restaurant. I can't wait until the band can come back. Mm-hmm. They have a live band. People are out there dancing every night. Brock hasn't got to experience that just yet. Also, I love The Nest in Palm Desert. That place is so much fun. You went there. That's where we went dancing. They had like the DJ and whatnot.
Yep.
Really fun. Other than those two, those are kind of like my go-tos. I need to expand a little more. There's a gay bar called Toucans that I really like. There's some fun hidden like tiki bar gems. All right. Well, a lot of these other questions are the same thing coming in that I can't talk about with what is going on with some of my friends and whatnot. So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to go and give me a good rating on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy listening to my show. And check out our YouTube videos. Like and subscribe and comment on there. Let us know what you want to see next. And text me, 310-299-9324. Honey, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at my house, at the gym. Follow me on social media. Do all the good stuff. You'll find me.
At Brock_Davies.
Yes.
I think it's 2 underscores.
It is 2 underscores. Yeah. I tried to get Brock Davies. And he wouldn't give it to me.
No. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.